This is the local VK5 news segment.
And now, here's the local news from the South Australian Repeater Group.
Hello all, this is Nathan, VK5 Oscar Golf, on behalf of the South Australian Repeater Group. SARG has some exciting news. SARG has joined forces with VKDMR. VKDMR is now on Adelaide 10G. With the DMR Talk Group 69159, which is bridged to Adelaide 10G YSF and YSX Room 69159, also still bridged to Oz Free DMR on Talk Group 5055. So what does this mean for South Australia? The two DMR repeaters can now access Talk Group 69159 once you have programmed it into your radio. You can still use a hotspot, an M1KE, an OpenSpot, or any other device that you normally connect to YSF or VKDMR. For the WA broadcast, the Adelaide 10G room is also bridged to Oz Repeater, YSF and YSX on room 24160 for every Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. and every Sunday evening from 6:30 p.m. South Australia time. So the broadcast will come out on all the talk groups and rooms listed above. This has been made possible by Matt, VK2FLY, Nathan, VK5 Oscar Golf, Aussie, M0GLJ, and Phil, VK5PK. We hope to catch you on the air. Enjoy the new exciting times that SARG is bringing to amateur radio.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hi-ho, everybody. It's Les, VK5KLD here, with all the news from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, I hope that all of you at the meeting yesterday at the Smart Road Clubhouse enjoyed Arno VK5ZAR's talk and learnt lots about knots. And all of you that wish to take part in the kit building activities should have put in orders for the kit that you intend to build. And there are some interesting as well as useful ones available. Now, the first construction meeting will be held on Saturday the 26th of September at the Smart Road Clubhouse. Now, don't forget that the next amateur technical segment will be on next Sunday, the 30th of August at 3:30 p.m. on VK5RHO, 146.850 MHz with a 91.3 Hz access tone. And it will be the second part of the history of the development of transistors. And don't forget to come up at the callback afterwards and give us your thoughts about the talk. Well, that's all for this time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Friday, our group held its 2026 annual general meeting. As I recorded this earlier in the week, I can't guarantee the outcome, but I can say with a fair degree of certainty that there would not have been any change in the executive committee or any of the other official positions within the group. Nick, VK5NJS, is now heading into his second term as club president. Owen, VK5HOS, stays on as vice president, as does Andrew, VK5VKC, as club treasurer. Yours truly remains as secretary. In fact, no positions within the club will have changed. We believe that we are very lucky to have a very capable and stable management team, which will continue to strive for an ever-increasing membership, hopefully by encouraging more young people to come and join us. Changing topic. The Touring Road event last Saturday week was a success after a slightly rocky start. Unfortunately, a late course change was forced on the organisers after a significant portion of the layout had to be redone because of heavy rain, which made some areas too risky to try and run a trial through. This resulted in our members not knowing where they should be and at what time until almost the start of the event itself, which was a long way from being an ideal situation. However, after a bit of initial confusion, we were able to settle down and perform our task in the usual efficient and accurate way. The grandson of our vice president came along to help, and with an experienced amateur watching over him, he did an excellent job from the start of stage 6 and was easily able to keep race control fully up to date with progress through his position for all of the second part of the event, which was the same course as the first session but run in the reverse direction. We look forward to Thomas gaining his amateur license in the very near future. Despite the slight confusion at the beginning of the event, we managed to be done and dusted at a reasonable hour, so well done to all who were involved. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant VK5GR with this week's news and notes from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. First up, last Friday, AREG held its annual general meeting for 2026. At the meeting, we said farewell and thank you to Jared VK5ZQV, who's leaving the AREG committee this year as president after 3 years of service. We were also pleased to see Michael VK5 Mike November elected unopposed as president for 2026-27. In addition, we'd like to welcome our new committee members, Mark VK5QI, Autumn VK5CLD and Rob VK1KRM to the team. We look forward to bringing you an exciting 2026 and 27. In other news, AREG is also planning to fly our next Horus high-altitude balloon flight next Sunday, August the 30th. Weather permitting, liftoff will be taking place for Horus 73 at 10 a.m. Central Time from the Mount Barker School Oval. This flight is very much amateur radio-focused, with AREG including our FM crossband repeater, which receives on 145.075 MHz and transmits back to ground on 438.975 MHz, much like a LEO satellite. You will need to transmit a 91.5 Hz CTCSS tone to access the repeater, and you should listen out for Net Control VK5ARG to know when to call. We're hoping, as always, that the balloon will travel far enough east that the communications links may be possible between Melbourne and Adelaide. So if you live in VK3, take a set of high-gain antennas, head out somewhere where you can see the western horizon and see if you can make a contact with us. We are also looking for stations to receive the Wenon Image payload on 443.5 MHz and take part in the distributed receiver network for that system to help recover the live photos from the balloon. Information on how to take part in receiving Winnet is available on our website. We're also going to make a second attempt at flying an experimental mesh core repeater, details of which are available also on the site. And finally, we will have our usual Horus binary telemetry transmissions on 434.2 and 434.21, which you're welcome to monitor. We love seeing people helping collect the telemetry and relaying it to the internet for us, as every receiver we have participating improves the reliability of the link. There's also your chance to get involved and contribute directly to Project Horus. So again, look for Project Horus to fly on Sunday, August the 30th, 10 a.m, weather permitting. Now, other events on the AREG calendar. Look out for the next monthly Fox Hunts events. They are still scheduled on the first Saturday of the month, and the next one will be on September the 5th, starting at 2 p.m. The Fox Hunts take place from the North Parklands off Lefevre Terrace. Another date to put in your diary towards the end of the year is the AREG car boot sale. We're planning the event again for this year. We've got various sellers coming from interstate, as well as the usual crowd that brings their trailers along. The event will be held on November the 21st at the Dogs of Say facilities in Kilburn. So put that date in your diary. That's November the 21st. More details will follow. Finally, don't forget our meeting program is going to continue as well. Our group meets on the third Friday of every month, except January. Well, that's all for this week. Good morning all, and remember, radio is magic. 73 from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.